So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
An aftershock of that riot shock on Capitol Hill has evolved into a lust in this country for guns. More guns. Last year in the U.S., 8 million people bought themselves guns. The estimate for this year is 15 million. So many people are shopping for guns that there are not enough of them to meet the demand. But the gun sellers are nonetheless crowding the internet with commercials telling us we have to buy guns, lots of them, right now, as a way to complain about the 2020 presidential election. The gun commercials are offering for free what they're calling an anti-Joe Biden gun gift, a shoulder holster they say will help conceal your guns from the feds. That's how they put it, conceal your guns from the feds. And because in Illinois it's legal to conceal carry a gun, the commercials are offering to help us acquire a concealed carry permit. And the Illinois State Police are answering thousands of inquiries about those permits. The gun sellers are pitching gun tote bags for transporting multiple guns at a time and the bullets to go with them. And if you prefer an alternative to firing a pistol or a rifle, the seller commercials are advertising stun guns, 10 million volt stun guns that you can fire to paralyze your targets. Or, if you want to, I guess, you can start a nationwide 10 million volt stun gun war. What a deal. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.